wanted to eat the porridge itself, you'd make the boy mean maybe this or not. Mikomakom iko bishvulam bishvul hamayim. Ve'inam nimshachim elachasavim v'lo damia l'maya deshalki. It is not similar to the Gemara that we just learned that the juice, the soup of any vegetable has the status of the vegetable. Tahanach ikau bishulam bishvil hayirakot. There, the principal purpose is to cook the vegetable. Hilkach, kevan shenatnu hayirakot tam behem holchim achahatam. What is the Rosh saying here? This is the operative passage. So let's read it again slowly. Okay, v'lo dami l'maya v'shalki. This is not similar to potato soup. The hanach ikau bishulam bishvil hayirakot. There, you're mainly cooking the potatoes. Hilkach kevan shenatnu hayirakot tam behem halchim achahatam. Therefore, since you've got flavor from the potatoes, you're interested in cooking the potatoes, and since the soup has the flavor of the potatoes, you make the bracha boi pri adama. Vafilu im bishlo yirakot l'tzarech memehem l'fua, even if you're cooking this in order only for the soup, kevan shekol ha'olam mevashlim otam l'achila lo nishtanet brachat ha'mayim bishvil zeh, shemevashlim ata l'fua, ve'in ha'cholet tzarech l'achilat ha'yirakot. What is the Rosh saying? Somebody tell me what the Rosh is saying.
If the main purpose in the cooking process is to cook the vegetables, then whatever fluid is generated, no matter what kind of taste it has or flavor, it's still considered part and parcel of the cooked vegetable.
And therefore? And
therefore you make a borei pri ha'adama on the fluid.
Even if you don't eat the vegetable?
Even if you don't eat the vegetable.
All right.
Whereas with the barley, since it has medicinal value, and the main purpose of cooking it is to get the fluid and its content, then the fluid is the essence, and you make a shakol on the fluid.
Okay, that's what the rest is saying, I think. Why?
Well, it revolves around the intent, or what the majority of the world does.
So in other words, what the rest is saying is that if you really want to make borscht, you'd make ratborscht. If you don't want to eat the beets, you're cooking borscht to eat the broth, then you'd make, according to the rush, a shahakol. I'm just following what your interpretation.
It's not you as an individual. It seems
what
to
most
what
people
the,
do. Most people like to eat clear borscht with or without sour cream. We'll come to the sour cream in a minute. But most people like to eat the borscht. They don't necessarily want to eat the beets.
Right.
Even people who don't like beets will eat the borscht.
So you say what, shahakol?
According to what your interpretation of the rush, then it would make a shahakol. And but if you're cooking some potatoes, boiling potatoes just to eat the potatoes with no intention of making potato soup whatsoever, and there's some fluid left over in the pot, and you decide to drink that fluid, you'd make a borei pri ha'adama. That seems to be taking it straight what the Rosh is saying, but it doesn't seem to me to make too much sense in terms of what we've been studying so far. Let me now pass to the Rambam. This, by the way, is the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah and the Encyclopedia Talmudis, etc. But let's now take a look at what the Rambam says. You see, I don't understand the principle that the Rosh is operating with. You're not eating the potato. You're not. So therefore, why should this be really any different? The Maharal Mirutenberg's principle, I understand. A thick soup is different than a broth. The Meiri, I understand, and that is, you always make a shakol on a liquid, except if you're eating it with the potato. Then, since the potato is the ikra, but on all such fluids, you would make a shakol. But the Rush is introducing some principles, which I don't understand.
Well, it seems to be because you're having liquid, it's substitute for having the potato. Yes, you're not having the potato, but the reason you generated this liquid was because you wanted to bring the potato to its ultimate form.
Yeah, and therefore still, why should you make a borei pri ha'adama on the potato? Let's see what the Rambam says.
You mean on the fluid?
On the fluid.
Because it's the final use of the potato.
You're not eating the potato.
But in other words, I think the principle he's saying is where what you're doing is reducing the potato to its ultimate. Your thought is about the potato, then your bracha has to follow the potato, even if you're not eating the potato.
Okay, but that's what he's saying, I agree, but I don't understand it. Let's see what the Rambam, it's hard to justify in terms of the principles that we've seen so far. Let's see what the Rambam says. Perek Ches Mehilchos Brachot Halachot Dalet. Yirakot, vegetables, Shadarkan Lehi Shalek, vegetables which are normally cooked, Shalkan Mevarech Al Mei Shelek Shalahen Barek Li Hadamah. On the broth, you make a Barek Li Hadamah. Vohu Sheshalkan Lishtot Mei Mehem.
Even if they cooked it to drink with the
food. He doesn't say even. He says, if, only if. Vohu sheshalkan lishtot mei mehem. Shemei mei hashlakot shlakot b'makon shedarkan lishtotam. So he's saying the exact opposite of what the Rush says.
Correct.
He says that if you're cooking the beets in order to make borscht, and the normal practice in that town is to eat borscht, then you make a bracha of borei pri ha'adama on the borscht, because that's the purpose. Even if you never intend to eat the meat, the beet. According to what we saw in the Rush, the situation would just be the opposite. If you intend to eat the beet, then you make a shakal, a borei pri ha'adama on the borscht, but if you don't intend to eat the beet, you don't. The Rambam's statement is very clear, it seems to me. It follows the rule that what is the normal usage? There's only one principle here. What is the normal usage? If the normal usage is to eat beets primarily as borscht, and therefore you make the beet soup with the intent of drinking that beet soup, then you make a borei pri ha'adama. So he doesn't introduce the qualification of thick versus thin so much as what the normal practice of way of consuming of this vegetable actually is. All right. Let me pass out the Or HaShulchan on this. All right, his page 139. Siman Lamed Aleph. Kvar katavnu. Kvar katavnu. B'mashkin hayotzin mikol minei peirot al yidei schita. Mavarech shehakol. Various juices that are extracted from any fruit, you make a shakol. De'eino ela zeya ba'alma. It's only a byproduct, a sweat. Levad zeitim va'anavim. V'lachein gam dvash hazav mehatmarim, of the fluid sugar that comes out of the dates, v'yochato shehakol. V'dat v'hag levarecha eitz, k'mo shekatavti b'simn chafav, v'ulai ta'amo l'pnei shebetora k'tiv dvash u'k'tiv zevat chalav u'dvash, Shma menei dezehu ikar hapri. Aval kol haposkim cholov al kinolov, de dvash shebetara hu tmarim, vehen kechol haperot uberkatan shehakol. Vehen supei anavim she'ein metvashlim le'olam, unripe grapes which will never ripen, vi efshar lasot mehem yayin klal, liosin mehem chometz, v'lachein einam beklal anavim, umvarchin alehem shehakol, v'lo dami lebosar shemavarchin ha'adama, debosar omed letgadel, v'gam ata biyicholet lasot mimenu yayin. ולכן אינו יורד מרק במעלת העץ לאדמה, אבל אלו דינם כהחומץ היוצא מהן, וכן על מין תמרים אשר נקרים נובלות, והיינו שנתבשלו בסרפן החום ונתבשיו, completely dried figs, אי אפשר לעשות מהם דבש כלל, ואינם בכלל תמרים, וברכים עליהם, dates, which are completely dried and hardened, v'yeshal lasot mehen dvash kval, v'yenam v'kval t'morim, v'vachim v'alehem sha'akol v'neshtanu harbe l'greyuta, because they have degenerated. Ita b'gemara, we've learned in the Gemara, maya the silka kesilka, the fluids of beets are like beets, umaya the lifta kalifta, and the fluid of turnips are like turnips, umaya the kuli shalki kuli shalki, v'chein maya the shifta, וזהו ירק שנותנים בקדרה כדי למתי כקדרה ולא לאוכלו. מבואה מזה, כשמבשלים ירקות או פריות במים, when you cook vegetables or fruit in water, מברכים על המרק כמו על הירקות. You make the same ברכה on the soup as you do on the vegetables. והפירות עצמן, or on the fruits. ולא דמי למי פירות, דאמינן זה יביא על מהו. They're not to be considered the same as juice. ובחתן שהכל, כמו שכספתי בסף הקודם, ושם אין טעמם כטעם הפירות, there the flavor of the juice is not similar to the flavor of the fruit, אבל מי שלקות טעמם כטעם השלקות עצמן, ולכן מברכין על המרחק בכביכת הפרי עצמן. וכן, אם בישל פרי העץ, ונכנס הטעם בימי הבישול, מברכין על העץ. ולפי זה, אם בישלו פלוימן או רוזנקס, if you cook plums or raisins, מברכין על המים גם כן העץ. ואם בישלו קרויט או בורקס, if you cook cabbage or beets, מברכין על המים האדמה. וזה לשון הטור והשולחן אורך בסימן רי שסף בייז, על המים שבשלו מהם ירקות מברך הברכה עצמה שמברכין על ירקות עצמן, אף על פי שאין בהם אלא טעם הירק. והני מילי, that's talking about כשבשלם בלא בשר, that if you cook them without meat, make a power of a borscht with no meat in it, אבל אם בשלם עם הבשר מברך עליהם שהכל, עד כאן לשונם, וכיוון שיש בהם טעם אחר לבד טעם הירקות, since they have another important flavor beyond the flavor of the vegetables, אין הולכין אחר טעם הירק. וממילא הוא הדין אם בשלו ירקות בחומץ, that if you cook vegetables in vinegar, או בכבס, or you cook it in כבס, או בבורשט, אין מברכין על המרק אדמה אלא שהכל מפני שיש בו, what is borscht? It's called כבס, I know, but I'm not sure I know.
What is כבס?
Kvass is a Russian mildly alcoholic drink, a soft Russian drink which is mildly alcoholic. Made from grain and berries and things like that. Some small alcohol content, 2 or 3% alcohol.
You don't know what borscht is?
No, what is it?
He was probably a Lutrak, so he made a sin out of the shin.
I don't know. Like, otherwise it should be, that would be made...
that would be paying after Lutrak.
Yeah, that would be made silka. Okay.
Borscht is a whole meal in Russia. They make, they put potatoes in it, and meat,
and beets, and so on. Well, if he's there, who are them? Kroit or borkis, shel chalav. If you make a milcha cabbage soup or borscht, v'notnim behem chalav, and you put in some milk into the borscht. Oh, smetana, you put in the sour cream. I told you we would get to the sour cream. Kenahot. Gam kein ein mevarchim al hamarak adama. You don't make a bracha on borscht with the sour cream adama. Ela shahakol. V'kolo shel davar she'ein mevarchim al hamarak shel yirakot ela hadama. Ela k'shebishlu hayirakot im ma'im ve'lo natnu behem davar acher she'ein behem ela tam hayirakot. V'kol sheyesh b'hamarak tam levad hayirakot mevarchim al hamarak shahakol. So if you have some other major ingredient, I'm sure he doesn't mean that if you add some salt or pepper, you make a shakol, but what he means is that if you put sour cream into the borscht, which has a definite effect on the flavor, then you make a shakol.
Well, why wouldn't you go with zonot? Maybe I might.
What?
If you put sour cream in all these different things, you already have some kind of a cooked.
There's no grain.
Mazonot is only on grain.
For kol zehu b'yirakot. All of this is talking about vegetables. אבל בפירות כתב רבנו הבן יוסף בסף זסף יוד, פירות ששרען או בשלן במים, cooked fruit, אף על פי שנכנס טעם הפרי במים, אין מברך על אותם המים אלא שהכל. והראש כתב ישר, היכה שנכנס טעם הפרי במים, מברך בורי פי העץ עד כאן לשונו. ודעה הראשונה היא דעת הרשב"א. I xeroxed for you the Rashba just because of time constraints, we didn't read the Rashba itself, שמחלק בין ירקות לפירות, הוא כתב דווקא ירקות שדרכן לשלקן ואינו נאכלים בלי שליקה כמו קרייט ובורקוס, only things that you normally cook and don't eat raw like cabbage or beets. I eat cabbage raw, I like it in the salad, but apparently at that time they had a kind of cabbage which was not normally eaten raw or beets. לפיכך העיקר מאכילתן הוא הבישול ולכן מימיהם כמותן, אבל פירות דעיקר אכילתן כשהם חיים. Most fruits, those fruits which are normally eaten, are raw. Ulachen bevishulam ein halamarak din haperot, v'kishiyesh perot shadarkan rak bevishul, kugon plomin yveshin mevarech halamarak ha'etz. Now he's raising an interesting question. What about prunes? Normal, the prunes, you normally don't eat the dried prune as a by itself. You cook it and make a compote.
Sunsweet prune? It depends on what the standard is.
Right. He's saying that the various dried fruits that they would get in Lithuania at that time, you couldn't
eat. They weren't edible.
They weren't edible as raw fruits. They weren't soft. They were hard. You'd have to.
You broke your teeth.
You broke your teeth on them. Therefore, you only. We still make compote, I think, on Pesach from hard, dried fruits. And he's saying on those. But now comes a serious question, because if you have dried fruits like this, which you normally don't eat except in its cooked state. Do you make a shahakol or do you make a bari pri ha'etz? Since these fruits, once they've reached the dried state, are only edible when cooked. However, as he will say, v'chein tapuchim v'agasim yeveshim she'enu achalim rak al yedei yivishul mevorachin ha'etz. V'hu adin l'seft malin. What are seft malin? V'chein simukim yeveshim and very dried and dried raisin she'rov machalan al yedei yivishul. But the problem here, of course, is that the normal way of planting these fruits is not to produce the dried fruits. Therefore, once these fruits have become dried, indeed, the only way these dried fruits were eaten were by cooking, but that's not the major intent on the produce, in the production of fruits. Although yesh chokim al zeh, some disagree with this, and svir alei ledat harashba ein revalchin al shum marak shel perot ha'etz, the tamo shel harashba hu debeinan dvarim she'ikar zriyatan hu levishol, kamo yorakal. That the main purpose of the crop is to cook it. Kugmo yorakot shel kroit uburkis, just like cabbage in beets. Aval kol minei peirot ikanu tiyatan lacholan chayim, ve'ein mo'il mashem yabshim otam ad she'enam ruyun below bishul, as far as changing the bracha is concerned. Ulefi zeh, al marak shel ployman, on prune compote, v'chol marak shel minei peirot yuveshim v'ochin shahakol, v'hinei ledina safek brachos lahakel morachin shahakol b'v'yevet gam harash yotzim b'zeh. So in other words, on compote made of dried fruits, since normally these fruits are planted to be eaten raw rather than cooked, with the exception of apples, where maybe we will go either way, but on a prune compote, he is saying, you would make a shahakol.
Now what about on the dried fruits themselves?
Well,
has the form changed enough that if you ate it, it would be a...
Presumably it hasn't yet changed enough because you're still eating it raw. He doesn't say. I would say it's still a bari pri ha'etz. For the Rambam, shita acheres b'kol zeh. The Rambam has an entirely different view on this. We've just read the Rambam. Perek chet din dalet utmeini orabotenu shelo heviyo dvarav klal. I'm amazed that the poskim haven't brought the Rambam's opinion on. V'zeh l'shon ha'Rambam. Yorakot shedarkan lehishalek shalkan mevarech al mei shalek shelahem barei pri ha'adama v'hu sheshalkan lishtot meimehem shememei hashlakot kishlakot b'makom shedarkan lishtotan ad kan lishono. Harei de lishitato lo shayech zeh b'chol minei shlakot shel yorakot shelanu kemo kroit uburkis shemavashlin lochlem em amarak v'la rambam enu ela dafka kishemavashlin rak b'shvil meimehem. We take the beets out and you keep just the brine. If you add an egg or two to the borscht, like everybody does, but cream or milk or sour cream, not nim tam nachon b'harusilim v'achin she'akol v'chein nira li halacha l'masa. V'nira li ra'aya l'divrei ha'rambam she'ikaro shel davar zeh asui l'shtiyah, da'haynu b'reish keitzad mevachin o'ashas l'inyan shemen. The kashati le al yedei anigron the yomar rabba anigron maya da silko and sigra maya da kuli shalki ayin shem. Aray the korele hashash shtiyal v'kan umer gam kein maya da silka maya da kuli shalki v'chein mashmur divrei rabbi yona shehikshed kevin the maya da shilka kashilka lama yin v'achin al sheikha shal asorim adama kuma al asorim atzvam v'teotz the meha shlako derech lechol v'hem pat ayin shem v'isal kadaita kishibishulanu lechol ema shlakot ein zed domen l'sheikha v'albadai de domen l'sheikha shumashin l'chadkhila rak l'man ha-mashkeh v'chein medvayim v'divrei ha-mod ayin shem. But the root of shel yerek and nechbash, kamo horasil shel kroit v'shel urukas, the brine of pickled vegetables, like pickles or pickled cabbage, near the dinam kamo
sauerkraut,
right? Dinam kamo bishuv v'shul sharei hatam hu kayirakot atzmam v'ubeiz riyotanam onat kain. Since the main purpose is to make sauerkraut. In the case of sauerkraut, the juice is not because water is added, but rather because it's just
comes from the
cabbage itself. Gam harambam mevarech adama, even sheyesh bo tam akoit atzmo. V'lo dami lemei perot kama shekasli b'sif lamed beis. Aval vasil shel borikas shekeshotan chay mevarech shakol l'chol hadayot mipnei she'en derech l'shtotol chay. Elo you b'hushal. If you drink raw beet juice, you would make a shakol. V'yesh mi shekatav d'vasil shel urukas omed l'shvicha, that the brine of pickle juice is meant to be poured out. The ain't okay. Barbei aniyim ochlim ze belechem. Many poor people eat pickle juice with bread. V'gam lashirim ole hal shulchan ki yadua. V'hakvas miyagedes berry kvas o mitapuchim. V'adai biochato shakol kein botam haperi umay ba'almaninu v'chena minaga pashur. Okay, so I agree basically with what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, except that I think he's carrying the intent of the Rambam too far. I don't believe that the Rambam ever said that if you intend to eat both the fruit and the broth, it's going to be a shahakol on the broth, that you have to specifically only want to eat the broth. All the Rambam intended was that you normally cook this to eat the soup. So, now, to come to some summary of positions before the time runs out. I think the simplest position to take on all of this is to take the Rambam's position, which means that there's only one really operative principle here, and that is, what is normal usage? If the normal usage is to make soup out of this particular vegetable, then if you intended to make soup out of the vegetable, and there are no other ingredients that change the soup, like adding meat or something like that, then you would make the appropriate bracha borei pri ha'adama on the vegetable. That's the simplest interpretation of the Gemara when it says
on a soup.
So on a potato soup with no sour cream added, eating
with
the soup
or without.
With or without the potato, you'd make a borei pri ha'adama. On borscht, without the sour cream, you would make a borei pri ha'adama.
And if you made a mistake and happened to eat a piece of the potato, you're still all right.
The potato certainly is a
borei. With or without the vegetable itself, the bracha is the same.
Okay. So that therefore, the distinction, I think that we're going to reject the distinction that the Rush makes between only intending to cook the vegetable, but if you intend to make the soup, then it's a shahakol. But we'll take the opposite position, namely that of the Rambam, that if it's normal usage to make soup out of this object, then you would make a borei pri ha'adama or borei pri ha'etz, depending on whether it's a fruit or a vegetable. I think that
what would you do like in a fruit soup, for instance? We used to get that during the summer.
You'd make a borei pri ha'etz? And if kinder for fruit soup, since you normally don't cook those fruits, since they're normally not used for that purpose, since they're not normally used for that purpose, according to the Rambam, it would be a shahakol.
The Rambam is saying it's almost on you.
On the question of beer, since this is not the primary usage of the grain to produce the beer,
it is a normal
usage, but it's also maybe just an extract. I don't know. Since all of the poskim say that we make a shahakol on beer, we will continue to make a shahakol on beer. And so on all liqueurs, beers, and so on, we would make a shahakol. On soups, we would make, if it's normal usage to make such a soup and there's no additional ingredient, whether or not you intend to eat the potato or the beet with the borscht or the potato soup, you would make a boi pri ha'adama. Except if you add some major other ingredient like sour cream. On the issue of juices, once again, we will follow what the principle or main usage is. So therefore, on things like citrus juices, orange juice, or grapefruit juice, where the primary planting of the crop is to produce the juice, then it would be no different from a yayin shemen, and therefore on those juices we'd make a boi pri ha'etz. On other types of juices which are in between, we can safely make a shahakal. I don't know, for example, on apple juice, I imagine that it may be close to being a principal usage of apples to making an apple juice, but since
cranberries,
we decided again. I can't say whether it's a principal usage to make cranberry juice or not. So if the principal usage of cranberries is to make cranberry sauce, then you would make a shahakol on the cranberry juice. But certainly on citrus juices, you would make a boi pri ha'etz, since that's the overwhelming
use. In Eastern Europe, definitely was not. You didn't know about citrus juices.
No, because they were rare commodities.
Right, so I'm saying, so the main...
But now, in the United States, the primary purpose of the citrus crop is to produce juice.
You see, a lot of oranges are stand-by.
Yeah, sure. It's a main use. I don't know whether it's 75% or 55% or 45%, but it's a principal use.
I would argue it's more common to make barley into beer. Like you see, barley, probably the principal use of the barley crop today is beer.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. It's a
the very limited market.
I agree with you that on the question of beer, it might get to be questionable, but since we have a tradition of only making a shahakol on beer. Nobody seems to disagree with that. On beer, beer and alcoholic beverages, we will continue to make a shahakol.
Is there any lumper among the phenomenon who said that the main purpose of all this is to recognize the creativity of the Almighty God and produce substances from which we gain sustenance?
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter whether you say...
Well, it's better to be... That's your usual criticism that this is a little too technical.
The general intent is to give a blessing.
That is right. The main purpose is to give a blessing. And
that's the bidi edit of the shahakol.
And the shahakol will cover anything in case you're in doubt. In case of doubt, you make a shahakol and there's nothing there. But what I'm saying is that you would be right, except for the fact that these laws are... in context with a whole series of other laws, which are no longer, certainly not current in the United States or in the Galut, namely rules against what you were allowed to do with specialized truma or maaser sheni or shmita, there you were only allowed to do it. So there, since you already had a body of laws which told you what the specific behavior should be, one translated them here into the context.
But it's clear that they're getting into a lot of trouble because of all the potential uses of these
right things.
And, you know, you say the Rama, of course, that the most logical, perhaps, and you are attracted to it, but, you know...
Right.
There's
a whole wide variety. And as I said, the position that I'm taking, which is following basically the Aruch HaShulchan's agreement with the Rambam, except that not taking this issue of only using the liquid so seriously, is not the position that you'll find in the Mishnah Berurah or in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. They take the Rosh's Tshuva seriously, and I don't know how to operate with it. In case of that, you can always make a shahakol. But
why should the addition of something like sour cream or something which is not the ipor degrade the bracha?
It's not clear, but I mean, I'm willing to abide by the Aruch HaShulchan's decision on this matter. That is, it's...
people use a lot of sour cream.
I mean, some people may use a lot of sour cream. For them, it may
become the principal.
The caloric intake is certainly...
on the side of the sour cream.
On the side of the sour cream. All right. I think that Dr. Schwaber's point is well taken. The main thing here is to be able to be thankful to the Almighty for everything that we get, and the technical details of which is the absolutely correct bracha may not be as important as saying the bracha.
I'm just wondering if anyone... right here has children who ever participated in those bracha
beans.
They're
yeah.
very popular. They must have a short of earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, all over the yeshiva world. They,
maybe the modern bracha beans are according to the Rambam.
Depends on
okay.
the
we'll continue next.
Maybe on one side of the
beans,
this one.
I'll carry my brain on both ages.